As more and more neighborhoods light up for the holidays, there's one Tampa neighborhood that's entirely outfitted with Christmas lights this year. But the holidays aren't the only inspiration this year. WSS Roberto Roldan explains that residents of Seminole Heights are finding a lot of meaning in this holiday season.
If I say right there on the face of the fence or right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the ladder out of the way.
Nope. A group of residents is putting up Christmas lights in their Seminole Heights neighborhood. They're just blocks from where a food pantry worker was shot and killed by a serial killer just a few weeks earlier.
How far we go? Let's go right here.
Their goal today is to light the entire block. The volunteers are outlining the roof of Donna Bradley's gray bungalow with a string of bright white lights. Volunteer Robert Blakely notices that the windows in the house are boarded up.
She's had these panels up since the hurricane.
You guys are going to help her take down the panels?
Yeah. Yeah. Get her some more sunlight back in there, you know.
They switch gears. Bradley is ecstatic. She uses a mobile wheelchair and couldn't remove the boards on her own. And this is the first time she's had Christmas lights up in a long time.
It's really nice because there's a lot of us old people that live in this neighborhood. So
Bradley and the volunteers from the Light the Heights group have never met. Seminole Heights is a diverse community, young and old, white, Latino, and African American. They don't always know each other well. Seminole Heights is known for its trendy bars and award-winning chefs. But it's also a traditionally working-class neighborhood. It's a part of Tampa where boutiques have opened up on blocks where the poverty rate reaches nearly 50%. But Civic Association leader Stan Lassiter says that a lengthy police manhunt and the arrest of a suspect has changed that. It's drawn neighbors to events and inspired volunteering from those who might not have otherwise met.
Now we have new volunteers coming out saying, we're not afraid to go door to door. We want to get everyone involved. It's interesting to see how, you know, that friendship's now forming.
The Light the Heights decorating began as a way of helping light the sidewalks of Southeast Seminole Heights. Tampa police asked residents to improve neighborhood lighting while they search for a killer. Throughout the 51-day manhunt, Bradley stayed inside, and so did many of her neighbors.
I definitely wouldn't leave the house during that period of time. I mean, the house is locked, my alarms are on, my pistol is loaded.
Standing outside Bradley's home, volunteer and resident Robert Blakely says that he hopes the Christmas decorating gets people walking outside again.
And we're noticing more people coming out and being more forthright of getting more involved in their community. And it's sad at times that it takes such a dreadful situation to bring a community together.
Light the Heights organizer Courtney Bumgarner says that despite the fear, the community has rallied together to support one another and the family of the four victims.
When we started this idea, we were like, okay, we need to recruit hard for volunteers, and we have been overwhelmed by the response.
Organizers are creating new traditions. There was a first ever neighborhood tree lighting on Florida Avenue, and a full week of celebrations began on Sunday with a motorcycle ride. Leading it was the family of Monica Hoffa, the second victim in the Seminole Heights killings. Civic Association leader Stan Lassiter is asked how the community can remain close after a suspect is behind bars. He says,
if we keep it alive, I think we can.
Events like Light the Heights are just a first step. Neighborhood leaders are also planning a permanent memorial for the shooting victims, a memorial that they hope can appeal to people from all parts of the community. Roberto Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.